Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, well, the Houston Texans have a new offensive coordinator, Nick Caley. And they have a new offensive line coach. That was the lead this morning. I know the Rockets lost a heartbreaker, fourth in a row. They squandered away a game that will haunt them for years and years to come. I know, and what else were we talking about? Derek Stingley, blah, blah, blah. Dana Brown, blah, blah, blah. Offensive line coach for the Houston Texans, Cole Popovich. He was the assistant. I don't know that they re-signed him, but they brought him back. And listen, if he was assisting last year with that offensive line, why wouldn't you bring him back? Why wouldn't you? Now, maybe behind the scenes, he was none too pleased with what Strasser was doing. But I would think that you wouldn't want anybody associated with that line last year to be back. But apparently they did. And that's the new offensive line coach. No longer assistant offensive line. He is now the primary offensive line coach.
And he's called the run game coordinator.
Yeah. Right. Because, Caley's specialty is the passing game, right? He was the passing game coordinator with the Rams. So, maybe he doesn't know anything about the run game. I'm hoping he does. I'm hoping he knows some stuff about it. There's going to be... Will the Texans offense look drastically different? I mean, I think there's going to be a lot more motion.
No, I don't think it's going to look
drastic. There's going to be a lot more motion.
I think you're going to have to go to PFF to get all these numbers and stuff. I don't think the trained eye you're going to notice. They actually motioned more than we thought, right? 71%? You told me
that? No, that wasn't
I thought the number you told me was really
high. Yeah, but not motion at snap.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right. They'd move people around, but motion at snap, the Rams were much higher. Much higher.
Look, Houston also fired offensive line coach Chris Strauser and assistant offensive line Cole Popovich, according to sources. I know I read that in the article on ESPN.
Yeah, well, it's all right. Bring him back.
Look, after conflicting reports. Dell
does that all the time here.
Oh, January 25th. Okay, that was on the 24th. I missed this. On the 25th, it said, after
look
conflicting reports.
Look how proud he is of himself.
Assistant offensive line coach Cole
Why
Popovich
is that my favorite thing?
Was not fired. What?
And then what happened? Oh, he wasn't fired?
My firings.
Well, no, here's the conflicting. Because I read that he got fired on the day it happened. I'm like, oh, Cole Popovich got fired. And then they said there was conflicting reports.
Oh, see?
Although his contract expired, his contract had expired, and they didn't pick it up.
Well, they did now. They just took a little time. Hannah took a little time before.
They couldn't find the guy they wanted.
Yeah.
Perhaps. And they came back to old, less than reliable Cole Popovich.
Well, I mean, let's face it. We're running. They got it. Like I told you yesterday on the show, there's so much for line coaches to do right now. Popovich is already way, way behind. At least you now have a guy who knows the current team, because a new coach would have to come in, watch all the tape, figure out the new team. Then you have to go look at all the free agents on the market, an offensive line that you may be targeting. Then you have to go learn all the combine guys. Like, there's a ton for him to do. They can't afford not to have somebody in that building. And now you get Chris Strauser's protege. So sleep tight.
That's exciting.
And Greg Popovich's son.
They're not father and son, but they are related, but not father and son.
They are kind of. Oh, are they related?
Yes. Cole Popovich didn't know.
I thought I saw that he was not related.
He found out later than you would think. He's related to Popovich, but not that close. They're not father and son.
Oh, they're not father and son. Didn't know that?
He's distantly. They did know they weren't father and son, but Cole Popovich did not know he was related. They're distantly related somehow, some way.
Of course they are.
But at least we got a Popovich in the building.
Distantly related.
Distantly related.
So Aaron Wilson, I think, was the first one who put it out there that Popovich was gone along with Strasser. But he's back. Well, he might have been gone, and they decided, you know what?
Well, his contract expired.
Yeah.
And they brought him back. It's exciting.
Right. Isn't it different to being fired than your contract expires and they don't pick it up?
No, this is an exciting time. We have a new offensive line coach. Houston needs to get excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you it's the lead, and we buried the lead.
He was the understudy to the
guy.
We
would be fired if we worked at 6'10".
He worked with Chris Strasser.
The guy who they had to get
on that stuff.
Right. Well, why wouldn't you keep him then?
To be fair, it doesn't mean that he...
he agreed.
Or that he thought it was being done well.
Right, no.
It doesn't mean that he didn't either.
No, it doesn't. Or he could have been Littlefinger behind the scenes.
I don't think we needed him to be Littlefinger.
No, the evidence it was all out there on the every snap, every game.
He didn't have to trick anyone.
Right there for us to see.
All he had to do was
another
look.
Twist. Shaq Mason's on the ground
what
again.
What if he believes chaos?
Maybe he
got it.
I know. Maybe he was instructing the lineman to do one thing, and Strasser was instructing them to do a different thing, and it confused them, and that's why they never picked up a stunt.
Snap the ball, and chaos ensued.
I don't know what to do. That's what you think.
Maybe that's the chaos he was creating.
Maybe that was the chaos.
Of course, he didn't take into account the beating his quarterback would take, but hey, things will be different now. One vision, one set of instructions.
And look what happened.
Everyone will be fine.
And now he's hand of the king. Now he's hand of the king.
I don't know.
Isn't that offensive line coach?
It's Kaylee the king.
Right? Yeah. So
I think I would go Popovich, master of whispers.
I just think it's a little odd to bring anyone back.
It's not confidence inspiring. Like we don't know. I mean, I would have preferred.
He might be great.
He might be.
Strasser might have been just keeping him down.
Yeah, holding him back. Yeah. I would prefer an established offensive line coach with a level of success in the NFL. But hey, we got the guy who was the understudy to Strasser.
Was there any of those guys available?
No.
This could be. You know, I hope Popovich does a great job, and he should not be. In all honesty, he should not be held to. You know, his feet to the fire immediately because he worked under Strasser. That's really, I don't want to say it's irrelevant, but it may not have any relevancy in how this team moves forward. However, I'll also say that there's a good chance anybody that they would have targeted is already soaked up.
Well, but these guys have worked. I mean, D'Amico and, I mean, everybody in this organization has worked with guys throughout the years. They didn't know anybody. Didn't know anybody.
Well, some don't. Actually, some don't. You stay in your little bubble. Your San Francisco bubble.
San Francisco bubble. But you worked with guys in San Francisco. You worked with guys with the Rams.
Francisco guys are taken up.
Well, yeah.
Why is the NFL so insular? We see college. Now, there's a lot more coaches.
I don't know.
We see college coaches reach out to people they've never met to come coach for them. Why doesn't NFL do more of that?
It just depends on, it depends on if you stay in a bubble. So there are coaching bubbles where guys hire their same guys over and over at different stops.
That's what, hey, Vrabel's getting ripped for bringing back a lot of his Titans staff.
Because that's all he knows.
That's it. That's what he does.
Actually happens a lot. My dad's first job in the NFL was highly unusual because Butch Davis didn't even know him. And Butch was asking coaches, like, who's an O-line coach I need? Who's the hot guy that knows what he's doing? And, like, multiple coaches said Larry Zerline. And my dad was at the University of Cincinnati at the time. So he had no, like, he got these from other coaches and brought them in. But usually, you just go with who you know.
Yeah,
you go with
who you know
and
business.
Your staff. And yeah, it is because you don't, you know, a lot of these guys don't.
That's why I had some respect for Butch, what he did.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, going out there and finding, hey, let me get the best guy.
Who's the best guy? And then, you know, that's one of the things that I used to have a little bit of a problem with Rick Smith. Was I didn't think Rick. I mean, I was getting this from people who were on other teams. Like, you know, they didn't see Rick out and about at Senior Bowl, at Combine.
Didn't even answer calls from people.
Yeah, multiple agents told me that, which was shocking to find out. But, you know, you can't be in your bubble. You have to expand and know people so that you get the best hire. So you know who the up-and-comers are and things like that. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Texans have that. Maybe they don't. But it can be a problem with certain organizations where you don't know people outside of your little bubble, and all that does is it just limits the talent pool. That's all. It doesn't mean you can't win, but it's good to know people outside of your bubble. We as a society are in our bubble society. Woo! If somebody is not in your bubble, they are the enemy.
Oh, they're enemy. No, we don't like those people.
And maybe that's what the Texans thought. All other offensive line coaches were enemies.
Yeah, we don't like those people. 814 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, 73.
You don't like those people, but you don't even know who those people are.
I know, but just I don't other care. People? I don't like them if they're not my bubble.
Yeah.
I don't like them, and I'm not going to. I want them deported.
Anybody who's not in your bubble, you want deported?
Even if they're American.
Is Jeremy Branham in your bubble?
Yeah, Jeremy's in my bubble. We work together.
What bubble? You don't work together.
In the KGAL bubble with a family. We're family.
So how many people do you want in America?
I don't know, 12, 15.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Housing's more affordable.
It's a lot more
That's true.
If I get rid of all these people. Time for you to talk about Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. Time for you to go make money. And how are you going to do it? Take that big brain that you have, that big sports brain, and apply it to the big game. You've got the big game is coming up. So you need to know what you're going to do with all these picks, all these pick'ems that you're going to make, the higher or lower. You're going to have statistics, and I mean, sometimes it's up to 17, 22. I've seen 22 picks for a single player, 22 statistics. And I'm like, wow, there's so much to get through here. But you know what it is? You can go find something soft. You can go find matchups. You can go find game flow that works in your favor or against the player's favors to go higher or lower. I always tell people, don't be afraid to go lower. Lowers win, too. And, in fact, lowers win more than higher. So don't be afraid to do that. And only the Underdog platform puts the power to cash out in your hands now. You can you can either keep riding your entry or tap the win now button when you're playing the streaks game. Every dog deserves a second chance. That's why they have rescues where you can get your money back and receive a promo if an early injury causes your entry to lose. And with Underdog's double flex option, you can lose two of your plays and still get a W. How does that happen? Through double flex. Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance. You can get up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
All right. We got callers here. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. I think this is the second time Gary's called, so let's get him in here. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just want to say, huge D'Amico fan. I thought like the speculation about him being fired earlier this season is ridiculous. However, if Cole Popovich is good enough to be our O-line coach next year under a new offensive coordinator, why didn't we try that during the season when our offensive line was an abject disaster? I mean, we gave up 8 sacks during the playoff game, right? So it just kind of begs the question, like, we should have fired, you know, the other O-line coach. Had, you know, the off bye week would have been perfect. You've given this guy a shot. Like, it couldn't have been worse, right? So, once again, I mean, you can always Monday night quarterback stuff, but it's just a little odd, right? We had a terrible, terrible offensive line, and then you have a guy on staff who you think can be your O-line coach. Why didn't you try it during the season? Maybe it would have helped.
Yeah, that is, I mean, if you thought he was good enough to be the guy, as much as you were struggling, maybe you'd, I don't know.
It's hard. It's a lot for one coach.
I don't remember D'Amico being under fire to be fired.
I don't either. That's Twitter people saying that. But
who are these
speculation?
People?
There's no credible speculation. D'Amico was gone. D'Amico, anybody who speculated that should have been immediately tased and put into a prison.
What?
That's it. Wow. We're not doing this. We're not doing dumb stuff anymore.
You're putting people in prison for opinions?
Yeah. No, for speculation that he should be that he's going to be fired.
Free speech, you have an issue
no.
with.
No.
No, yeah. Speculation is a news.
That's not free speech.
Speculation he's going to be fired is not an opinion.
It is an opinion.
It is you making stuff up. And you know what? And also clickbait. We're going to start putting clickbait people in jail. If you put headlines that are clickbait, you're going to jail. As far as you
like
can't.
Like Ashton Jeanty to the Jets?
That's not clickbait. Mm, that's real.
Isn't it?
Breece Hall is elite. Breece Hall is getting 82 yards a game. That ain't Braylon, elite. Beat it.
You got Braylon Allen. Breece Hall. And you're going to give them another back? Clickbait.
Who's the owner? Who's the owner?
Woody Johnson.
Who's owner? Whose son runs the team?
Brick.
Whose son plays video games?
Brick.
Who had the highest 99 Madden rating, college football rating?
Well, we don't know that Ashton Brick Jenty. Plays that game.
Brick plays.
We know he plays Madden.
It's not going to take long for him to look up the ratings.
Clickbait.
You guys are stupid if you don't think Brick is not going to be all over Ashton Jeanty. All over. If Hunter's there, he'll take Hunter. But if Genty's there, he'll take Genty. That's simple. Brick is pretty surface level.
If you don't know, Brick Johnson is Woody Johnson's teenage son.
Could be Woody Allen too.
His
teenage son who did what?
who allegedly was helping to run the Jets draft board because he loved Madden, apparently.
No, he didn't want to.
Good on Madden.
No, he didn't want to.
He wasn't good.
He didn't want to. Was there a free agent? Who did he not want?
There was a receiver he didn't want. Jerry Jeudy. He didn't want them to acquire Jerry Jeudy because his Madden rating was low.
Yeah.
And the Jets allegedly listened to the teenage son of Woody Johnson.
The owner listened. And then they probably listened to the owner. I don't know that who's the GM? Joe Douglas was like, are you serious? His Madden rating is that low, Brick? Okay. I didn't know that. I thought his Madden rating was higher. I know the guy that does Madden ratings. That guy should have no impact on any general managers. Dustin is not qualified to have an impact on a general manager's decision making.
What that general?
He's just a guy. What? He's just a guy.
If that general manager is 16 years old, then maybe he does.
Yeah.
Madden probably uses formulas that are, no, it's just some guy named Dustin. That's all it is. It's some guy named Dustin who does Madden ratings adjustments, and they're like, well, you know, if you take a look at how the formulas and the algorithms, you know, if Madden actually is a way that you can start to formulate teams. No, it's just Dustin. Trust me. Dustin should not have the ability to make decisions on free agents.
Catching one from your buddy Lance.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Dustin's not a free agent. A free agent guy. He's just... Dustin just is trying to make these video games work. That's all.
Well, piss off players with his ratings that are inaccurate.
Yeah, I don't know if he does original ratings or just ratings adjustments. Probably both. And we're actually talking to him. Me and Craddock, who is one of the premier sports scientists in the world who works at A&M, about providing college football ratings with his computer vision. Because he'd have actual real AI creating with a regression model from the Madden rating or from the college football ratings regression model that creates the athletic scores through AI, not through just your own personal opinion. They're actually movement stuff that are captured by AI and computer vision. So that would make a little bit more sense. Now, that's not clickbait. That's not clickbait.
How about this story? The Houston Rockets are not interested in discussing trades for their young players unless Devin Booker is involved. I'm all about that life. I'm all about that.
Who's that a report from?
Chris Mannix.
Oh, he's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't, like, it can't be somebody from Yard Barker who, like, Jeff Quamston. Who's this?
Jeff Quamston never wrote a thing
or
about
ML. What's that terrible site? Rookie Watch.
NFL Rookie Watch.
That guy should be put in prison. 100%. The stuff he's doing on Twitter, and he's got a bunch of followers. He's a college kid who claims that he's always talking to scouts and sources. Then he puts everything in quotation, random quotation marks. Have you ever seen this account?
I love that.
NFL Rookie Watch?
He's great.
He's known as the worst person on earth.
Houston continues to take a very disciplined approach to this trade deadline. The Rockets, arguably the NBA's biggest surprise this season, have not expressed any interest in engaging with teams about any of the top young talent. As one exec put it, unless you're calling them about Booker, they are not interested.
Good. I love it.
Good. Call us. But call us. Wouldn't you rather, would you rather Jalen or Booker?
I don't know. He had that first half of January that I loved.
Yeah. He did have that 2 weeks.
So it's close.
He did have
All-Star Jalen Green. I know that was a thing for some people.
I don't know what else you'd give up. Would you give up Tari now?
Yeah, for
no
Booker?
Injuries?
What kind of question is this? Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Tari, Jalen, who else do you want to throw
Tari,
in there?
Look, I love Tari. He's an injury factory, and that's never going away. He's got an injury that will not heal.
Yeah, apparently.
It has to be managed, and he's 23 years old managing a chronic injury. That ain't getting better. A 23-year-old with a chronic injury is not ideal.
Two first-rounders, Tari, Jalen, Dylan, get it done. What are we talking about
Don't
here?
Make trades for us.
What are we talking about?
John and I will make the trades
You
here.
Know, I know Devin Booker, like, missed a late free throw against Portland that cost them the game, But you know who's probably not taking a 30-footer when you're up four?
Devin Booker. He might actually dribble out the clock and then take a crappy three-pointer just like Jalen did.
Well, he
only worked 23 more seconds.
Well, he can't be both guys. I had to put one guy in the mix, and he would not have taken the Reed Shepard shot. And
if Shepard shot was terrible.
Yeah, that was
terrible. Reed. What are you doing? That's just way too much confidence in your shot.
Especially
a guy who's shooting like 27%
this year.
Who
was only getting minutes because the starting point guard's hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Throwing that up. He had the best game of his career, though.
Until that point.
Great. No, that's still included. That's still included in his best game of his career.
I'm going to knock it down a little bit, though.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, come on. A little intelligent basketball, please.
You got a 20-year-old and 22-year-old, and then your inbounder was 22 years old, too.
Yeah.
On the final play.
Well, he is the number one pick in the Rising Stars. We'll hear about that on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we're going to talk about HRP. We're going to talk about your business. We're going to talk about making your business better. We're going to talk about doing it right. You sell your widgets. You don't know payroll. You don't know HR. You don't know taxes. You don't know which of the 401k or insurance plan would be best for your business. You don't do those things. Why should you? Why are you taking them under your wing and saying, well, I can do this? No, you can't. No, you're not good at it. You're just not. Let the people who do that, let their expertise come through for you. And HRP is that company. They have the expertise in these things. Okay? Now, the difference is these other admin companies, what they do is they make money on the 401ks. They make money on the insurance, okay? And it's theirs. And they force it upon you. That's not what HRP does. They give you options on those things. Now, of course, you're going to take their payroll and their HR. That's what they do every single day. And they're going to help you and make your tax season so easy. If all of these things are difficult for you, or if you're trying to make your own decisions on these things, let HRP show you what they can do for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Wow. The Dallas Mavericks are offering refunds for all home games this season to season ticket holders who canceled packages after the Luka AD trade. They're giving their money back.
Now say it again.
The Mavericks are offering refunds for home games.
Yeah.
This season to season ticket holders. Like,
that's really,
you know, this is an incredibly unpopular trade in Dallas. Did you see they had a big event?
The protest?
Did you see it?
Were there Luka flags?
No, they had coffins.
They did.
They had coffins with Dallas's name on it, and like, this is the end, this is the death of the Mavericks, and they spray painted something nasty there on the side. They're really not happy. That's like if we traded
CJ.
Yeah. We traded CJ for
Justin Fields. No.
Cooper Kupp.
No. Because Anthony Davis, I mean, we're being a little disrespectful.
Cooper Kupp, you mean a former pro, oft injured,
has won a title.
Justin Fields is really.
But oft injured, and he's one of the, listen, Anthony Davis is one of the top 15 players in the league. One top 12 players in the league.
He's older. Okay. Yeah. It'd be like CJ for
Russell Wilson.
He traded for Matt Stafford.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
he traded for Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford's a little older, but quarterbacks.
But quarterbacks last longer.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah, Matt Stafford.
And that's the only thing you got. Although, to be fair, CJ's not on Luka's.
He's not that.
Luka's way up here. CJ's not there.
But we don't have a player.
It is. It would
Jordan.
Be like if we traded Jordan.
Jordan.
Right. If we traded Jordan for Polanco.
Not Polanco.
Well, you can put him at second base and you can get Altuve out of there.
No, think of a better player.
Perfect. Altuve slides right in the left, just like they want.
Jordan for an aging player who's won a title, but still a very good player.
What up,
but you're again, we are. I mean, we're not giving enough respect to Anthony Davis.
Jordan for Bryce Harper.
No, is Bryce Harper? Well, maybe. I mean, that's
Bryce Harper
that's
is
close.
It's not. It's not because we want.
But Bryce Harper is not old enough, and he is hurt enough.
He gets
it's
injured.
Not Strasburg.
He's 32.
How about for Scherzer? Yordan for Scherzer?
No, because Scherzer's at the very end. Bryce Harper's 32. How old is Yordan?
25, 6. Yeah.
Similar ages. Anthony Davis, one of the top 15 players.
It would not be as hated as this.
Bryce,
it would not be as hated as this.
Oh, Astros fans would hate it.
No, you're getting Bryce Harper. No.
You're getting Anthony Davis.
Yeah, no.
It's a really
that's
good
what
player.
I'm saying.
Have you seen what Anthony Davis is doing this year?
He's great.
That's what I'm saying. How's it different? You're saying don't disrespect Anthony Davis.
But you're trading him to the Lakers, too, which adds to the mix. Yeah. You'd have to like trade someone for a Dodger.
Did you see Dwayne Wade's comments about that?
Yes.
He's like, this is a $25 billion deal for the league. Because
what does that mean?
But because Luka's popularity in L.A. is going to mean all Europeans, everyone is going to be. The Lakers are a much bigger brand than Dallas, and he is going to mean that
like
much.
Like every
more.
Asian player, you have to get to a coast if they're in baseball or
basketball.
Well,
but it's
basketball.
The Lakers. It's the Dodgers.
No,
it's
Lakers, Dodgers, Knicks, Yankees. Yeah, right. It's
right.
But that's the thought: is every major Asian player must get to a coast. Must. And I, granted, it's a population thing also. We've got a high Vietnamese population here. If there's a great Vietnamese basketball player, hopefully we get him. I don't know who that's going to be.
You're banking on that?
Maybe if there's a great Vietnamese pitcher that comes out, we get that Vietnamese pitcher because we have a high Vietnamese population.
You think the Ma Mi is going to get him here?
The crawfish.
Mm. Well, Vietnamese crawfish?
Vietnamese crawfish.
Have you been there on Richmond yet?
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Vietnamese crawfish places here. But no, if it's a Japanese player, they're going to L.A. or New York. And now we can't even get Chinese basketball players because Daryl ruined it.
That's
The Rockets don't even exist. There will be a whole generation of kids who grow up who don't even know there's a Houston Rockets NBA team.
What about?
They took all the Rocket signs down. They don't let any Rocket games play in China. Like, come on. He said something about Hong Kong. Get over it, China. Big deal anyway.
What about this comp? He is a recent World Series hero, 8 years older. Yordan for Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You're trading Yordan to the Dodgers.
That's a good one.
For Freddie Freeman.
Is Freddie Freeman a top?
He's a good player. Yeah. Coming off a great postseason.
Freddie's been good for a long time, but there's no way he's still in his like prime.
Yeah, Yordan
prime.
For Freddie. That makes more. That's I think that's a little bit more accurate. Yeah.
Well, because
people
Bryce
would hate that.
Bryce can bomb. Bryce can bomb.
Bryce has still got
serious
home
run power.
I mean, Freddie, the last 5 years has been really good.
No, Freddie Freeman is a consistently good player. Yeah, but it just, yes, but we would feel, we would feel betrayed.
Exactly.
We would feel betrayed.
Uh-huh.
Stingley for Sauce. We would be disgusted. Sauce is terrible. Stingley's great. It's been my thoughts for
day
one.
They're the same age. That's... Clearly not. I don't know about that one.
I don't want your poverty cornerbacks, Jets.
You watch it. The last time you did this in an offseason, you know what happened.
I know. I ruined the quarterback.
You did.
With my arrogance.
Gerard Johnson looks like he's staying. So that was the second lead. If we were at 6'10", we'd be fired by now.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I mean, we didn't even bring up Gerard Johnson until now.
We're Houston sports leader. Guys, coming up next, we've got Toro's going to be in here to tell you about how you can get Tiff's Treats cookies delivered from Toro to your elementary school, and we're going to talk about Gerard Johnson. What are the Texans going to do with this quarterback coach? Are there other quarterback coaches they can be looking at?
Having very strong opinions about Cole Popovich.
I know. Listen, anyone saying Popovich can't do this job doesn't know football. Cole Popovich is great. He is this guy is really, really good.
He hated Strasser.
They almost fought because he was so tired of all the bad blocking stuff that he was calling.
All the bad blocking plays.
We finally got rid of Slowick's bad calls and Strasser's bad blocking calls.
And now Nick Caley, you see? Passing game coordinator.
Finally.
What?
He was in the same room with Sean McVay?
Yep.
That's all we need.
Hopefully
Sean Let's get McVay. Our good friend Nick Caserio in to talk about it with our good friend, the King of Houston, and one of the best guys and funniest guys we've ever seen, Nick Caserio. Football robot.
All right. Let's get Julian in here before we take a break. Hey, Julian.
John, I have you know I'm about to go to a border inspection, so if I hang up, you know they deported me. So as far as the second base
wait,
concerned,
what?
Why?
You can't
why did they
Julian.
Wait so long to go for a second baseman? Hyung-Sung Kim got 3 years, 12 and a half. He's 26 years old. He's a great defensive player. Like, I don't understand why they didn't make this a priority earlier in the offseason. And, John, they're waving me in, so you might get your wish, brother. Bye!
You want Julian deported?
I don't want Julian deported.
He said you may get your wish. Is he inside your bubble?
I don't know. He's probably he's inside the bubble.
Okay.
He calls the show.
Okay, then you don't want
him deported. He's inside the bubble.
Bang, bang, Niner.
I like him. I'm not deporting Julian.
Now, people on Twitch are saying deport Julian now. Just because he's a Niner caller doesn't mean we're... No, we're not doing this, guys. You don't get a... when do I get a... This isn't a snake draft.
Wait.
Where you get a pick deportations and you snake draft it. That's not how this works. We're not doing that. Julian, you're fine. Deport his ass, somebody said on there. Deport every Niner fan, like, beat it.
Man, oh, Jordan for Trout. You know what?
Oh, Jordan for Trout's the one.
That's the one.
That's
off
the one.
Injured.
That's good, Jason.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan for Trout.
That is like a very similar.
What the bleep? He never plays. He never
doesn't impact winning.
But he doesn't have a title.
Oh, Bravo That's said true, Jordan's doesn't. Not as good as Luka.
Well.
Who's got more titles? Well, Jordan's got one. But it's still more. Jordan has been, and no, he's as good. Stop
is he?
It. Yeah.
I think it's hard to quantify considering how much importance Luka has to, well, now to the Lakers.
Luka's got no titles like Jordan does.
Jordan's got one, yeah.
Yeah. Jordan,
he's played in the championship.
Okay? He ain't no Jordan. Luka ain't no Jordan. Okay? Stop already.
Probably have the same type of foot speed. Maybe Jordan's faster.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, if you're about to get deported, call us. We'll see if we can't help.
We're not lawyers. We're not immigration lawyers. We can't help.
We got John Daspit.
Is he an immigration lawyer?
No, he's not an immigration
call
lawyer.
Him and see.
And he doesn't want that smoke. John Daspit is a personal injury lawyer. He doesn't do immigration, okay? So don't call him. But if you do, now, I will say, it is a bilingual office. But he does personal injury. And that is his lawyers. He's got a huge number of lawyers. And the reason's simple. They have a lot of cases. And he wants to make sure that every case has, every lawyer has a small caseload. Relatively small caseload so that they can, you know, give the right amount of attention to what you've got going on. They need to look, all these depositions have to be done depending on your injury, especially at the workplace. But sometimes he's handled major, major injuries. Huge pileups and car crashes have turned into massive amounts of damage and loss of life. They do refinery blasts. They handle major, major cases, but they also handle smaller ones that, you know, just one individual is involved because they want to make sure that you're taken care of, that your bills are paid, your physical therapy is paid for, your pain and suffering is properly compensated for, because in many cases, your pain and suffering is going to follow you for the rest of your life. I wish that everyone got better at 100%, but the reality is that doesn't happen in many of these cases. So your pain and suffering needs to account for the change in your quality of life due to someone else's negligence. That's only fair. And John Daspit will fight for what's fair for you. 713, call now. You are his number one priority. You will be taken care of. And John Daspit will win for you, and he'll win big. 713, call now. That's 713, call now.
All right, welcome back. 848 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have a new intern, Leo. Welcome to the show, Leo. She is a senior at U of H.
Does she know the rules? About Fight Club?
She doesn't know the rules about Fight Club. Okay. Just know, Leo. And that's a little... I said, wait a minute, what? Leah? And she said, no, Leo. Because she has a name that it's very difficult to pronounce.
Yeah, it's short for something else.
So they call her Leo.
Whatever happens on this show stays on the show.
That's what it is, Leo. Do you understand?
Whatever happens off the air stays off the air.
You mean off the air on the show, yeah.
Or off the air on the show.
Off the air stays off the air.
Yeah. Off the air,
out of everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't leave that door.
Yeah, we don't want you tweeting it out. Oh, Lance said this again.
Telling
inappropriately.
Friends, like, you know that guy they call the problem?
Yeah.
You should have heard what he said during the break. No one ever called you the solution.
713-780-3776 is the number. Reed Sheppard. It was interesting to see him on the floor.
Man, that guy got a lot of time.
Well, Fred wasn't around, so but even when Fred wasn't around, it didn't matter. Reed was not getting on the floor. But he did have his best night as a professional, despite the three-pointer that he threw up with no time come running off
that
the clock.
That was his best night as a pro, 5 of 14.
16 points. Did he have 16, I think?
He was 5 of 14.
He had a big quarter.
Yeah.
He scored 11 points in a
seven
quarter.
Seven rebounds, no assists. I mean, no
He had 16
no
points. He had seven rebounds. Yeah, no turnovers, no assists. So there's that.
But he was making passes. That's about his teammates, fellas.
Yeah, and 5 of 14, 3 for 9, which is 33%, 50% true shooting.
So he shot less than 40%.
Yeah,
that's
but
kind of like Fred.
It was very Fred-ish.
It was Freddish. He got off 14
unfortunately,
shots. He got off 9 threes. That's pretty Freddy.
I think Fred might have pulled up, though, instead of just firing that three on the break. As opposed with a minute
Fred
left.
Fred probably would have done a veteran thing and not just like, I got to get this up. I don't know. It's like Reed was playing for the Vipers. Bro, we're not in the Valley.
That's true.
You're playing Viper ball right now. We're trying to milk this clock.
Right.
And Jalen's like, oh, Vipers. Did somebody say Vipers? No, pull it out.
Yeah, and Ime, at the first time out, yelled at Jalen, what are you doing? What are you doing?
He did.
Yes.
Like, I could see him. He's a rookie. Not you.
What are you doing?
Here's Reed Sheppard talking about.
And what
about...
did you say? And Dell in our text string said, this is what happens when you have a 20-year-old and a 22-year-old making decisions at the end of the game. And what did you say? The 22-year-old is a father and a stepfather.
He's very mature.
He's very mature. You are not a
he
serious.
He should.
You are not.
He's got a
22-year-old
stepson.
He's serious people.
He's got a 22-year-old stepson. You should be responsible and mature now.
If he wasn't an NBA star, you hear that? Go, oh, that guy's like 50, and he of course he's mature. But he's an NBA star, and he's with an assassin. So it doesn't hit the same. He doesn't have to be as mature.
He feels like he should be more mature than he is.
You watch him play. Does he feel that mature?
Here's Reed Sheppard talking about Reed Sheppard.
Obviously not the result that this team wanted, but you contributed a lot to this win. How did it feel to get significant minutes and make an impact tonight?
Yeah, it felt good being out there, being able to help the team. And, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to them. They've put confidence in me since I've been here. So, you know, seeing them celebrate over there when I hit a shot or something, and just every time out or every time I go in, just them talking to me, it's really cool for me, and it means a lot, and it gives me more confidence every time I go out. So being able to go out there and play tonight was really cool.
What did you like about your game defensively specifically? Because I know that's an area that you've worked on.
Yeah, I think just trying to disrupt the best that I can. I'm 6'2" and don't have long arms, so I have to try and figure out other ways to impact the game on defense. So just trying to be as disruptive as I can and disturb on defense.
What did Ime think of your defense? He wasn't that happy.
You know that thing he said to LeBron last season? Said to me.
What and was
he
coach,
was disruptive
was,
though.
Was Coach Udoka happy with your defensive effort and your defense? No, he wasn't happy with it.
No, but well, he did have that almost steal. Yeah,
he was bothersome in the backcourt.
Yeah, he was.
He's got great instincts.
Yeah. He's got good hands.
He's got very good, really hands, good hands and good off-ball instincts to disrupt. But you know how I know that's not a quarterback, a collegiate or NFL quarterback? Who did he thank? Not Jesus.
He didn't say Jesus.
He said something about his teammates. Didn't come first for him. He didn't even mention Jesus there. This is not a quarterback we're talking to.
It's true.
There is a great run for Jesus with quarterbacks right now. Have you noticed that? It's literally every quarterback on TV.
Does Mahomes thank Jesus?
No, Mahomes doesn't thank Jesus.
He thinks,
and of all the people who should be, because of their lucky
or he should be thanking the other guy.
I want to take this time to personally thank Satan for everything he's done for us. Satan's made it really happen for me. I mean, how do we keep winning with guys like Hollywood Brown and Kadarius Toney? No one got shot and killed when Kadarius was in our locker room. We won a Super Bowl. He scored a touchdown. Thanks, Satan.
Well, he was asked this at the Super Bowl media day. There were a lot of stupid questions, and Travis Kelce was not pleased with one of the questions about Taylor Swift, who he loves more, or what he loves more. I think it was, do you love Taylor Swift more or winning Super Bowls more? And
you can't be playing with Taylor Swift's name.
No.
He hears it all the time.
Well,
he reads and hears the terrible things.
Well, Mahomes was asked, so which would you rather have, your arm, Steph Curry shooting ability, or Taylor Swift singing ability? And he said, this is a stupid question. It's not even close. Taylor Swift's singing ability. I mean, come on. It's not even close. But he also was asked this at the Super Bowl.
Well, Mahomes or Kelce?
Mahomes.
Patrick, for your whole career, you have had so many great people help you win. So who is your favorite ref?
That's crazy. All the refs are great, man. All the refs are great. They do the best they can. Go out there and play the game the right way.
Is there one that you give a Christmas card to every year, possibly?
Not that I can remember. I'll have to talk to some of my teammates and try to figure it out.
I give him credit for staying in character.
Yeah, he didn't. Well, Mahomes is just like, this is Mahomes.
I mean, he answered.
Yeah, you know, it's a free for all. It's so stupid.
But he's been there long enough that he could, and he's built up enough goodwill that he could have literally said "shut the f up" but said the real thing, and gotten away with it.
Right.
I mean, then what happens?
He loses
on Twitter.
This is not good for the NFL, though. This narrative. It's just not.
What can they do?
Well, stop calling every play for the Chiefs.
Well, it's going to help when the Eagles roll them off the field this Sunday.
You really believe this?
Yeah, I do. It just came to me. I realized, oh, yeah, I've seen this before. I've seen this with Denver versus Seattle.
But the Chiefs have a good defense.
So Seattle was substantially faster. They were substantially more athletic. They gave problems. You know, this is not the best Kansas City we've seen by any stretch.
No.
Kansas City was outplayed by the Texans. They still won by 9, should have been 11. This Kansas City version, I've seen substantially better versions of Kansas City. And now I got a good defensive front, a good secondary, a running back who's playing at his peak, who is maybe the best player in pro football right now, and Saquon Barkley. They got two wide receivers that are better than any two wide receivers that, like, if you look at the overlay of talent, and you look at the corners, the defensive back Slay and Dejean and Quinyon Mitchell versus the wide receivers. Then you take the corners, the DBs for Kansas City, and they got a really good slot. McDuffie's excellent. But you take them, and now you put Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and A.J. Brown. I'm like, okay. Now I take the Chiefs' tackles, and the Chiefs' offense, the pass protection, and I take the pass rush.
Lane Johnson. Nobody's better than Lane Johnson.
The defensive speed, right? The defensive speed of the Chiefs, which is I think average, with Bolton, for example, back there, and Tranquil. No, who's the other? Is it Tranquil? Yeah, it's Drew Tranquil, right? And now you throw him up against Saquon Barkley. Like, I'm starting to realize there's an advantage for Philadelphia in a lot of overlay positions where your defense is matching up against my offense, and I just started thinking Barkley allows Jalen to play a safer brand of football. He doesn't have to make a bunch of plays. The more I think about this game, I just think this is not a great Kansas City team. I know what their record is, but it's not the best. We've seen some amazing. This is not the best version of Kelce. He doesn't have a true number one wide receiver with him. There's no Tyreek here. You've got a lot of talent over there. The Eagles, I think the Eagles play better on offense and defense more consistently than the Chiefs do. I just think the Chiefs are going to get rolled in this.
Were the 49ers more talented last year than the Chiefs?
Than the Chiefs? Oh, on the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. 49ers have tremendous talent.
That's why I understand what you're saying, but I don't know that it matters.
Well, Chiefs are the favorite. Small favorite, but the Chiefs are the favorite. But I just think so was Denver.
Because I think
Denver came off a great win-loss.
Who do you
year.
Trust more, Jalen or Purdy? Especially
Jalen.
Injured Purdy, right?
Jalen, because
well, Jalen's banged up too.
Jalen doesn't have
He's
to throw the ball well. You know, I was at the Arandas Sports Bar with Saul and Tacarillas. Todd, and so we were in there, and they had the old Super Bowl on. Well, the old Super Bowl they had. The last Super Bowl that Jalen played in against Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. He was great.
Jalen was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great.
I forgot.
No, he was great.
He threw the ball well. He ran. He was fast.
That fumble was a killer.
He's faster then than he is now.
Yeah.
He's a little bit faster then. Because I was like, man, Jalen is moving.
Jalen had the 42-yarder to start the playoff game. It was pretty good.
Jalen looked great. And so I just think Jalen can have an impact on the game, even if he's not throwing great. But he has three really good targets. So the more I look at this, I just think if both teams play their best football, Eagles win.
Goddard, first touchdown. First receiving touchdown.
I don't hate that.
Goddard.
He's probably going to be 8-1 is my guess.
Yeah, you get money. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We got 1 hour to go in this show, so get in a hurry.